So this is a nugget for mastermind groups. So we start with an idea. We start with an idea, Esperanza, myself, about, yeah, let's create something for kids that relates to enjoy music and find themselves and experience joy. And this has unraveled into so many things that right now our concept, I think, is like master. Because one thing we wanted to do is to allow the kids to experience their vision quest with earth medicines in sacred places. We wanted to create a place where people can also come and enjoy gnosis, music. We want a place that we can take care of Pachamama and that we can free her and enjoy her and just be grateful every day with what she's giving us, you know, taking care of the mango trees, planting. And also allowing a place where twin flames can come and be themselves, practicing sacred sexuality and all on their beautiful temples. This is like a big dream. But then how do we fund all this, right? Say, well, maybe you have philanthropists that says, yes, I want to build a temple of the moon. Sure. But can we make, like, match the kids of dreams? The dreams of kids. The dreams of kids with our dream. So that's why we have this spiritual life vision quest, which is an incredible concept. I mean, it's like so good. And this is by Esperanza mainly. I'm just a weaver. But really, it's just you are a super mastermind. Mm-hmm. And so how does this work? Spiritual life vision quest. Nobody is doing like 30 days. We're going to do 30 days, going to all the sacred places in Colombia. Amazing, they learn shamanism, wisdom, sexuality, they record music, they scout the land to possible buy it when they become scholars. Amazing, they fly in parapente, they talk to mamos, to the elders, indigenous tribes, sacred wisdom holders in Colombia. I mean, I cannot see, this is amazing. Ayahuasca with happy taitas in Colombia that all rejoice and know what the beautiful medicine is for.
But a true mystics too.
Uh-huh, and true mystics, mm-hmm. yeah, like high priests, mm-hmm. That are that's connected with rapé, mm-hmm. and cambon, that's amazing. It's and beautiful. Then they have a dream to also free the land, to make these beautiful places campus where we can all be together in that vibration, in that really new world that we are all paving, a Gnostic university, a Gnostic campus, a Gnostic world of free harmony, peace, free roaming, and just love. So yeah, the spiritual life is conquest. Right now it's $21,000, 30 days. How do you fund? Well, we create a campaign where you express your vision. Why? Because it's cool, right? When you want to really want something, you provide your own words and say, yeah, I want to work for this. It's an incredible opportunity. It's a piece of the puzzle. So much, many things I have to do. And this university offers me like an incredible system, an incredible group of people, incredible group of ideas and experiences and creativity and inspiration that allows my dream to come true. Like, you know, a lot of kids have this dream of just recording every time. So imagine having like high definition cameras in their head and just being like a real-time movie station transmitting like National Geographic. And this is all captured, summarized every day, creates a beautiful movie that is sent to the world. And all these recordings are used by AIs to decode the mind, to do reverse speech, to see synchronicities, but also to learn about, you know, the trees, because they are going to record, they are going to talk to the banana trees, they are going to talk to people, while other people around the world are going to do it at the same time. All recorded, we can all find synchronicities around the world. So, amazing. So we are making like as you said, like a new way of living where, you know, you want to be, if Google hired people to have a little camera around and just create videos, I know, to create these amazing representations on the web of streets. Imagine if we have kids all, you know, with high definition cameras talking to people, but this is conscious kids and that have the vision of love, of saying, yeah, there's a Holy Spirit there that guides us. And we are in love with Pachamama, with everybody, and forgive. and be happy. And here is a song for you. That's how I see people around the world just expressing themselves. Anyway, so it's a master plan. I mean, the Spiritual Life Vision Quest, they become the scholars of the university. They build the campus, the Gnosis campus. They bring the tribes, their families, and we create a happy
world. And they're the ambassadors because they're filming, you know, all the time. So they're the ambassadors of a new world. But I was going to go back to let's do finances, because if we are to make our children's dreams come true, we do that throughout the year, birthdays, Easter, you know, tooth falls out, the fairy godmother comes, and we build it all up to the end of the year, the big crescendo, right, Christmas, where the child lights up, yeah, and writes an extensive list, like 100 items on the Christmas list. And you're meant to fulfill that whole list, their ultimate desires, right? And because of the surprise of Christmas is when they open it and they actually get what they wrote on the list. It's magic, right? That's a child's wonder of mind. He believes he created that. So if that's the case and we were to look at your statement on your bank statement and calculate your Christmas bill, plus all the food and all the other little things you put in, the tree and the lights and the wrapping paper and everything, plus the birthday, plus everything that you spent just on these little, oh, I love you so's, I guarantee you it would be more than 21,000.
And probably be yes. No, so what I was thinking is this.
Most people are in debt because of Christmas bills. And
that's, I was thinking something related to that. So let's say Moon, you know, she's going on a vision quest. She gets 100 members. Now from them, if they go on a Spiritual Life Vision Quest, part of the money, because she becomes the mothership of them, so she will get 30%, 33%, that then she will give us, you know, 33% of that. But it will come to the mothership because she becomes the guide, the guides of the parches. So she manages that parche. And then that goes like a matryoshka ball. So everybody wins, just spreading love, harmony, and Spiritual Life Vision Quest around the world. This is not the only place. They're going to be all around the world. And they're going to be an app where all these kids can meet. They know where they are. They can, for example, record at the same time. You know, they can do a lot of stuff related to Spiritual Life Vision Quest. Minors, like 15 years old, would have chaperones. Exactly. So they can also go with, you know, permissions. But they can travel the world, you know, instead of being... It's just, you know, it's a good therapy. It's a world therapy. Let's say, you know, your kid has ADHD or whatever has been challenged. You know, take it. Chaperone around the world to discover the world with people that respect the land and they have a higher vision. So he sees something different. Connects with music, connects with, you know, just picking trees, walking barefooted in the grass and going into a river, pristine river that comes from the snow, from the Sierra Nevada, for example. Yeah, it's amazing, amazing experience. This is like wilderness camps on super asteroids with Gnosis and with learning too. A lot of things like multimedia, because they're also going to create their videos. That's part of their work. And it's fun. Kids love videos. They like to watch other videos and create one. Create one. What have you learned? Tell us your big story. Ta, ta, ta. And you will see what's going on all the time, because they're going to have this high camera. Amazing.
Exactly.
So you know, it's not like all these places say, no, we don't have cameras because we don't want to show what, you know what? Come on. My kid was in this place and I cannot even enter in the classroom.
I know.
Rika was called in Maryland. Horrible. Sorry, but horrible. I mean, maybe they did the work that I had to do, but if they don't allow the parents to go and sing a song to the kids or to just enter the class, it's not okay. Class should be open and should have full camera. And we have today the means to put all this data everywhere.
Exactly.
So there's no, it's just something that we need to be more open. And is that also our kids? Where are they? Who they are? What are they doing? And that you can understand. So imagine you're seeing your kid and then you have a report, but a conscious report. You see his emotions are this. And man, you can have like charts to see what he's doing. Creativity levels. You'll be so amazed. Like you can have real-time statistics of your child in the Life Vision Quest.
Yeah, exactly.
Real indicators run by AI, by reverse speech, by looking at the body, by using all the tools that we have, how medicines are working on. we knew at some point, yeah, he maybe sits and we connect him. We see how the brain has, you know, rewired and where it's lighting more. Go, but it will be like a fun thing because they will have like a head and we'll be watching a movie or
you. But you can do that with digital. You can do that with heat waves, and you can see the heat waves and the colors represent, and you can see different parts of the mind.
Oh, like yeah. Tabula cameras.
The thermoheating. Yeah, they call it, and you can see it with like Kirillin photography too, where it creates the aura. So we can just do things that are non-invasive because we're going into the higher mind, and kids will be able to see auras and see parts of the mind light up and all sorts of things. So I really think all these wires, AC/DC current, they create a different resonance, you know. The child's always going to be stressed because you've got wires and you can't help that. You've got AC/DC current connected to you.
So the thing is that in the house, when we live in cities, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Everything is electric. You have electric cords everywhere in the world.
It's
you have Wi-Fi everywhere. And yeah, that is a lot of energy, a lot of interruption of your flow, of finding yourself in the cities. So yeah, you need to be in nature. I mean, and everybody knows that, and that's why when you go to a park, you experience that calm in your body because whoa, all this radiation is just too much for the body.
Yeah, I mean, have what we have, the tools we've been given to work with, which is, you know, cell phones and stuff. But you can make your property full of crystals and pyramids everywhere that, you know, work as conductors and ground all of that into Pachamama because she can handle an electric storm, do you know? Yeah, she can handle Zeus and strikes her and she says, oh, okay. Smokes a little and that's it.
So, wanted to convey that it's a beautiful concept and maybe let's play a song.
Yeah, but I was going to go back and touch on the currency and how they'll create EFTs. And even the little ones, when they come on to the camps, you know, there might be a little girl who says, oh, I want to make some, you know, essences for myself. And then she goes, makes a rose essence. And it's a part of her little EFTs. And she designs a label and puts it on there. And she makes, you know, 50 little bottles. And all of her best friends and people who love essences, you know, purchase that, and that's part of the EFTs. So they get to create things when they're on the camp too. And let's say Moon, because she's doing the ambassadorship, her 100 followers, they're all a part of her mothership, because the mothership, Esperanza gets 33%. She gets 33%, Moon, in her mothership. And then 33% goes to all of the members, you see. So that's all divided into 11, 11, 11, 11. All the members get 3 rounds of 11 to reinvest into her, which they can pick. Oh, we want to invest in the land that you're going to buy for the university, which is the whole fund, right? The 450. So all of this starts to fill up her fund.
So when the members...
And so we're doing it through crypto.
When the members... Yeah. So when the members... When somebody joins as a member, 210, then 30% goes to a crypto fund that they can use when we have the crypto available for public release. We call it the HE fund. Mm-hmm. And we are just looking for masterminds to see how we do this the best amazing possible way. So we have a super, super amazing result. So that's cool because, you know, you are supporting a Spiritual Life Vision Western candidate. And you are also saying, okay, I have, you know, cool. Yeah, it's 33% on crypto. Yeah, I'll see what happens. That's very cool. So, yeah, that's beautiful.
Because it is a philanthropic university and we are building micronations, it's a part of their curriculum. So we are all individually putting the pieces of the puzzle together to create this whole new philanthropic university curriculum.
And the other 33%? Goes towards Omnika Panchamama Foundation, which buys the land, you know, for general purposes. And the other 33%
is to the individual member.
Ah, which pays the lavish cost.
And they, that 33% they get, they have to cut it into three, which is 11, 11, 11. And they'll have to put that, reinvest that back into the investments of her, the university fund. Her university fund.
Yeah, that is the other 33% mm-hmm. that they get. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's the 11%? So she will get back 33% from all of them, but cut up into three projects that she's, you know, the main projects to fill the fund.
Uh-huh, perfect. That's
which
beautiful.
Land is the first one, because the land we can buy and then we can build later.
So yeah, that's beautiful. So we're saying that that money that saves in crypto, mm-hmm. they will have the options to select three projects mm-hmm. of you know, of what she presents.
Let's say the land, her music school, which is her home, right? That will be her first parcha. And then obviously, you know, she'll choose another fund that she can create. But those are the main funds, is her music career. And the land, and to get into the Gnostic University.
Yeah, amazing.
Because that fund is for her travels, and that is her ambassadorship fund, because she needs that funded so that she can travel. And that's what they'll do for the first year, I guess, is build that fund, build their strong team, get the land, choose the team, build on the land, and then develop, you know, the path there. And by the end of that first year of the 9 months, they would have had a whole blueprint, a business plan, let's call it.
Yeah, so after the spiritual vision quest, if, you know, we align visions and say, yeah, let's proceed, then we create a campaign for the 3-year scholarship. And then everybody there can have access.
Exactly. And we keep building on that fund throughout the year. And so as long as the fund allows us to first buy the land and to start the building. Because in there, the students will still be studying, you know,
yeah,
what they need to study first, which is building and planning and development.
And it can be one person funding the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So it's just... Because that's how we have a club of philanthropists that
exactly.
want to sponsor the vision and the life of these kids that are changing the world.
And they get to have a parcha. You see, that's the benefit, is that their school allows their students to come on to the land here in the university and to share the studies of each other's universities. And so then they can bring the knowledge back to their parcha, let's say Costa Rica, and then they can implement all of that there. So they can send their students, and we can send our students to their university, which is high tech and crypto and networks and things like that. So what do you call them? Not creators, but inventors. You know, Leonardo da Vinci, like us, and people who want to learn how to fly, of course they're all going to come to the mountain and study and learn and use the facilities here, and then go back and teach others to fly there, wherever they're, you know. So all these beautiful university hubs all over the world, all weaving the Jaguar path back to the black line of Pachamama. Freeing the land, joining the green revolution, working with the indigenous tribes, working with our ancestors. Working with ourselves and our prodigy, our future. So welcome to creating futures.
A song?
Yeah.
Thank you. So it is beautiful. Thank you for being so creative and so mastermind. Amazing. transparency of the soul, the transparency of the heart.
Thank you.
soul. Let's walk together home. Be amazed by the world we create. Happy clouds, blue clouds, and happy sunrise. Tears of a soul. Let's walk together home. Be amazed by the world.
Beautiful. It was super good.
Parches you.
Dot com.